This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Life is getting very, very expensive. The world is not the same anymore. In the past, people used to be able to get by on peanuts, really. I mean, the type of food that people used to eat was very, very simple food. The type of drinks that they would drink would be very, very simple drinks. The housing that people used to live in was very, very simple as well. Life in general was very simplistic in the past. So a man and his responsibilities were very, very minimal. Today, that's not the case anymore. Now you have to get yourself a nice house. You have to make sure you're living up with the Jones and you're keeping up with the Jones. That's what is expected of you as a man today, isn't it? So you have to work really hard. That's the brutal fact of it. There are many men today, if they want to have a family, they have to work two jobs, sometimes three jobs. Sometimes they're working two jobs and they've got a side hustle on top of that. And it's exhausting. It really, really is extremely exhausting for men. This is the life of a man today in the 21st century, especially a Muslim man. Why is that? Because a Muslim man has responsibilities that, frankly, non-Muslim men just don't have. And that's because we're expected to do basically everything in terms of breadwinning. And the women, they sit at home and they don't have that same sort of responsibility. This is just a brutal reality of what Muslim men have to do and have to go through. And so I've got a hadith for you that's going to console you, that's going to allow you to continue doing your work and fulfilling your responsibilities. Because I know that most men who are actually behaving as men, they're going above and beyond their responsibility from the Sharia. If we really go to the books of Islamic law or the early books and we see what is required of a man, it's very, very simplistic. You have to give a roof, you have to make sure that everybody's fed, and you have to make sure everyone's clothed. That's the bare minimum. But this is not where everybody is today. This is not what's expected of a married man today, okay? And it's hard, and there's many people and many men who can bear this responsibility, and there's others who cannot as well. And sometimes people go through psychological problems, they go through social problems, they go through marital problems because the burden is just too much. I've got a hadith for you that's going to help you get through this burden. The Prophet ﷺ, he said that when a man spends on his family, إِذَا أَنفَقَ الرَّجُلُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ يَحْتَسِبُهَا, and he's thinking about the fact that when I spend this money, I'm going to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that spending will be considered sadaqah, it will be charity. So when you're spending on your family, sometimes, many times, more than you have to, don't worry about it. When you're working a day job, probably another job to make sure everything is looked after, don't worry about it. Because every time you do that, you are basically in sadaqah. You're giving sadaqah, you're giving charity. You're doing something that would be, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, considered charitable for you on the Day of Judgment. So your time will not be wasted and your reward will not be wasted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.